right. I don't know how well you're going to be able to hear this, but here's my predictions for the movie. Oh, crap. Now it's going to get really quiet. Oh, no. Now I have to wait. This is the worst idea we've ever had.
Why didn't you wait?
Okay. I think it's not going to be as bad as everyone says it is, but I still think it's going to be bad enough that it's not fun. I think that's the problem. I want it to be so bad it's funny, but I'm worried.
Hey, it's me, Jonah. I think... I think the movie's going to be pretty, like, I think the humor's not going to land. The humor won't be very funny, but I think it might have some really cool shootouts. So, but I could be wrong. Maybe it just stinks. The Alien trailer's playing. This looks good. Anyway, here's Cole.
Hey, it's me. This is Cole. I think this movie's gonna suck. It's gonna suck two packs of butt over here. So yeah, that's where we're at with it.
I don't know if I said anything to close it out.
Evidently not.
No, I did not. Okay.
Yep.
What you can't hear in that recording is this, like, as soon as the Alien Romulus trailer started, I didn't have my AirPods, so I pulled my hat down over my eyes, just plugged my ears, and went. Just like started humming to myself. Oh man, I talk about things that have not aged well.
That I mean, recording. Some of that aged well.
Cole's aged well. Cole
mine was accurate. The one. Yeah. Cole's aged the best.
Like a fine wine.
Fine wine.
Mine and yours.
You gave no. Listen, you got to have a pessimistic attitude like I do.
Yeah, we got to go in with full negativity. Hey, thank you for tuning in to, thank you for tuning into the Movie Rubric. I'm Timothy McDaniel.
Cole Wright.
Jonah Jobai.
And this is the Movie Rubric, and I'm going to try to talk slower this week. I was off my game last week. I'm rarely ever actually on my game, but Trap, I was extra off my game, and I went back and I listened to it, and I'm like,
Back to Wakanda forever.
Sound like Eminem, like trying to drop a new album. That was better than I was
Jonah,
expecting.
Jonah, are you racist?
I'm Eminem.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Today we are going to be reviewing, as you heard there, the Borderlands movie. I had the idea because there was a lot of... I thought about doing it during Deadpool and Wolverine. Oh, no, it was during Trap. I gave Cole a prediction during Trap, and I thought about it afterwards. I was like, I should have recorded that because I was really wrong. I'm going to try to start asking us before the movie, preferably before we get in the theater, if I can remember.
So we did it once before with the menu.
We did, and we need to go back. I think we should go back to that. So I'm going to try to start asking us beforehand what we're thinking of the movie. I really want to do it with this movie because there was a lot of drama regarding this movie having a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes on its release day. It's climbed a little bit. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Rotten Tomatoes score here in a little bit. But this movie also, for the first time, made me want to interview people after the movie.
Ooh.
While you were in the restroom, I stood by the popcorn machine. I was just watching people leave, and they just looked so sad.
The energy was low.
It was that Donkey Kong video that Jonathan
the one you said, that was really good.
There was a video on Instagram. It was you don't know what I'm talking about. It's a Donkey Kong GIF where they're in the mine cart, and they all look really sad. It's the old 90s cartoon, and it says The Ride Home from Borderlands, and it's like really sad piano music playing.
That's how I felt.
That's how I felt too, yeah.
Oh, it was rough. But like there was a couple of guys walking out and they just looked defeated.
Yeah.
And I really just wanted to like take my phone and be like, hey, I have a podcast. Would you like to tell
how you feel about that?
I think for the next one, I might do that. Honestly, I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, that could be cool.
All right. So we're going to talk spoiler free about this movie. I'm just going to. So I tried to look up some facts this week. Josh used to be our fact guy.
Yeah.
He left us.
Trivia guy.
What a loser. So I did look up some facts. This one actually had me doing a little bit of digging because I'm just so curious. Directed by Eli Roth. I've never seen a movie directed by Eli Roth. He's apparently did Thanksgiving, which you watched.
No, I saw Green Inferno.
Did you like Green Inferno?
I did enjoy Green Inferno. It's like, here's the thing. As a movie, is it necessarily good? No. It's like a gory, just... sit, be along for the ride kind of thing. Don't think too much about it.
Yeah. I wish this movie was like that. That would have been great. he's also apparently known. I didn't realize he was in Inglourious Basterds, which I love that movie. He was in that. He didn't direct it. The stars of this movie, if you can call them that, Kate Blanchett.
They got some big names.
Actors. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. I have the IMDb pulled up here real quick. They had some really big names. Kate Blanchett as Lilith, Kevin Hart as Roland, Edgar Ramirez as Atlas. Why? I've yet to figure out. Jamie Lee Curtis as Tannis. And then Ariana Greenblatt as Tiny Tina. And then Florian Montano, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, as Krieg. There's lots of other characters. Jack Black as Claptrap. Random people here and there, but those are the big six or so. Here's my favorite stat about this movie. $150 million budget, because Lionsgate confirmed that they spent $30 million on
marketing,
like printing and marketing. Ooh. And the movie was estimated to cost around $120 to make. So we're looking at $150 million for this movie, and it's made $17 million as of 8 hours ago globally.
That's not good. That is not good.
That's rough.
Yeah.
It's shaping up what many people are saying to be the worst box office flop. And my favorite part, I was telling Jonah about this practice the other day. Do you guys know what dead internet theory is?
No, I've heard of it.
It's this idea that, like, eventually most of your comments and conversations you see on the internet are going to be like AI talking to each other. Like, there's not going to be real humans doing, like, the majority of the reactions are going to be robots. And I think I saw that the other day. I saw a post that said, the Borderlands movie isn't so bad. Just give it a chance. And when I read it, it felt like an AI wrote it. And then I went to the Facebook comments, and the comments were like, I thought this movie was great. Give it a chance. The next comment, it wasn't so bad. People should give it a chance. The third comment, I thought this movie was actually really fun. Just give it. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Industry plants.
I was like, yeah. I was like, either plants, like people getting paid to write reviews.
Yeah.
Or bots.
The 2K, I think is the company.
Yeah, 2K.
2K CEO came out and people were making fun of him because he said, like,
Randy Pitchford. I think it's Randy Pitchford. Either way, go ahead.
Yeah, whoever it was, he was like, he came out and was like, come on, guys, just give the movie a chance. You like it. And then everyone's like, we watched it. We didn't like it. You're lying.
We did not.
Yeah.
It is Randy Pitchford. He was a meme for the longest time because he just kind of went off the rails around the time of, like, Borderlands 3. And he's, like, doing magic tricks in the street to try to hype up his video game. Really, really? Weird, dude. Okay. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
It's weird.
But yeah, no. So,
good job.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and talk about the movie. Spoiler free. Before that, actually, I'm going to rewind. What made you guys feel the way you felt about it? I'll go ahead and say the way I felt about mine. Rotten Tomatoes is not a, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's not like you talked about Letterboxd, where aggregate. It's not an aggregate score. It's not an average. What it does is if you give them, it's the amount of people that overall recommend or don't recommend the movie. So like if someone gives it like a 51%, I don't know if that's the metric, but like better than half, then they are considered recommending it even if they hated the movie. So that 0% meant that for at least a few hours there, not a single critic liked the movie, not necessarily that it had a 0% value as a movie. I thought that critics just hate fun, and I thought it's probably not going to be great, but it can't be a 0% movie, right? So that's where I went into it from. So Cole, we'll come to you last because you were the only one of us that was right. Jonah, what about you?
Like, how do we feel about the movie? Just kind of rough thoughts.
Why did you go in, when we listened to that recording, what gave you your gut feeling? What were you basing that
off? Why
did
you give the take that you gave?
So, I've only played, like, half, maybe, of Borderlands 2. I didn't love it. I liked playing with my friends, but I wasn't super into the vibe. And I didn't care for the dialogue or the humor in the games, even. Like, or like even in the trailers for, like, 3 and the Tiny Tina spinoff they did. I was like, I don't know. The humor never got to me, so I said in the recording, I don't think the humor will be very good. But I was like, you know, a lot of times I do think critics, like, if it's like a brain rot movie, critics won't like it. And there's nothing wrong with a good brain rot movie. So I thought, you know, maybe it'll have some stylish action sequences. You know, like the Borderlands games are pretty stylized. So that's why I thought that going into it.
Ballad.
But I was wrong.
Ballad.
So, well, I was right about the first half.
We all were, except for Cole. Cole, you were not wrong. You were correct. What gave you your gut feeling? Why'd you make your prediction?
Listen, we've seen some bad movies. None of them have been bad enough to receive a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. If it's getting that bad, it has to be bad.
Like, climbed all the way up to a 9.
I was getting ready to
Is it up to 9? No, it was a 6 last time I checked.
Oh, really? Maybe it went down again.
We're going to have to talk about it later. I was going to go ahead and look up the tomato score. I had Jonah read me one of the good reviews in the car.
Oh, gosh.
They're crazy. People are saying, like, oh, if you just have turn off your brain and have fun with it, like, no.
You can't have fun with this.
It's got a 51% audience score. That means that 51% of the audiences that went and watched this movie gave it a positive review on Rotten Tomatoes, which is insane to me.
I think some people want to be contrarian.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Actually, like, Borderlands is a good movie.
Like, we have to be different. Like, you can't just go with the crowd on this one. Like, listen, it's objectively bad. It's bad.
It's okay to hate it.
Like, join the hate and be negative towards this movie because it doesn't deserve any sort of positive coming its way.
It's pretty rough.
They're wanting me to unblock ads, so I have to look at this later. Yeah, I would agree, though. All right, so we can actually spoiler-free as best as we can be because there's not really much to spoil in this movie. I think we've kind of said our general thoughts. We didn't like it.
This is like double thumbs down.
No, this movie, like, legit, maybe my least favorite movies of all time.
Is that, did it make your top? Don't tell me. I'm going to ask everyone their top three least favorite movies they've seen later, or most disappointing, maybe, however you want to look at it.
I don't even want to think disappointing because I really didn't have high hopes coming into it. So it's valid. I can't really be disappointed if there's not. Like, I didn't have high hopes and I was still disappointed from it.
That's sad. That's sad. There's really not too much to spoil.
Not really.
Would you recommend audiences go see this movie?
No.
I'm going to say no.
I told you guys this on the way back. I always want to see how a movie ends. Even if I'm not into it, I got to see how it ends all the time. If we weren't doing the podcast, there was a point in this movie when I was like, I would leave. If I was by myself or I was with my friends and they wanted to leave, like, or we were doing the podcast and you guys said, hey, let's leave, I'd be like, yeah, I don't even care anymore.
I can tell you the exact moment that if we weren't doing a podcast, I would have left and got my money back. I can tell you the exact moment. No, I a little bit further in than that, sadly. I can tell you that. All right, well.
You know what, Tyler? You also made another take that you didn't record.
Oh.
About this movie.
Please tell me.
You said that this movie was going to be better than Ants.
Ooh. You have some apologizing.
You stand by that?
Yeah. No. I don't actually. Cole, for what it's worth, I think Ants is a better movie than
You heard Florida. It here. There we go.
Movie rubric first. I found a movie worse than
that you
Ants.
Like Ants. Well, like worse than Ants.
Oh, yeah, Cole. No, I forgot that I said that. You're totally right. Yeah. I think that Ants is a much better movie than this movie.
Good job, Ants. Low-hanging fruit, but...
Ants did it.
You did it.
Go, Ants.
They did it. I'll take the win here.
All right. So, two thumbs down from all of us?
Can I give, like, I don't know.
Can I give three?
Can I give, like... I don't know what that is.
Put two thumbs down. There you go. Jonah, get in there. Yeah.
Quadruple.
Four thumbs down from the movie from Cole. Okay. All right, well, that's here it is. Wee woo, wee woo, wee woo. Spoiler warnings. Sound the alarms. This movie's rough. There's not even too much to spoil. There's
not really.
It's based on a video game, and they kind of mostly followed the video game plot, and that's what's really sad. Because oftentimes, I'm like, with video game franchises, when they don't follow the plot, I'm like, well, it would have been good if you followed the plot. They kind of followed the plot a little. Like, it wasn't as far left field as, like, the Halo show.
Yeah.
Right? But, like,
it still wasn't even, like, I don't know. Here's the thing. I wasn't into Borderlands, so I don't know much on the story. But, like, from what it sounds like, it, you know, obviously, like you just said, followed the plot. And it wasn't like Friday Nights at Freddy's where it was like, here's all these ideas and we're just going to lump them all together to create our own story here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they did a little bit of that, but not near as bad. And also, it should be noted, it's been forever since I played the first game. I played the second one a lot. Didn't play the first one as much. Let me ask you this, Jonah. So, Jonah, you played the first game or the second one?
I played the second one.
Second one. Let me ask you this. What are the two, not the story, the two biggest gameplay elements of Borderlands 2? Just throw them out there. Don't think too hard on it. The big two elements.
The guns.
Guns, that's one. Yeah, right? There's a million and five guns. What do you do with those guns?
You shoot them.
You shoot people.
Yeah, you shoot people. Yeah.
That's Borderlands.
Yes.
That's the whole game.
That was the selling point when it came out. I remember when I was a kid, it's like, oh, there's like a trillion, billion guns.
Yeah. You know? That's the game. You shoot people in the face, and then you pick up new guns and new guns and new guns. You might find one gun you get attached to for an hour or two, and then you find something that, like, you throw it away and you retire it. And there's jokes happening in the background, but it's gunfights and blood and gore. And in this movie, there was 1.5 gunfights.
And if there was a gunfight, they didn't shoot that much.
No.
No one gets a, like you said, nobody gets a new gun either.
No, never. Like, nope. The gun that they start with, they stick with the whole... And Borderlands has fun guns. There's a company in the game that, like, when you reload the gun, you don't change the mag. You throw the gun, and it creates, like, a black hole or a mini-nuke explosion, or it zaps people, and then you grab a new gun off your back.
Awesome.
Like, yeah. That stuff's cool. Borderlands 3 had, like, guns with legs, and, like, there's just so many fun guns in Borderlands, and all these guns were like, it's a pistol.
Yep, it's a stereotypical space laser-ish gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there was nothing fun. So, yeah, there's really not too much to spoil. I'll talk a little bit about the plot. Let's go ahead and start with, what is your guys's, if you had one, favorite character? Whoever wants to go first.
This is the first time I'm going to say absolutely none of them.
Absolutely none of them.
I didn't like any character in this movie.
Okay. It's valid. It's very valid.
You would think that Claptrap would be able to save the day a little bit, but no.
Yeah.
Jack Black's performance was horrendous.
I thought, like, his performance was okay. Like,
the writing was bad.
His writing was bad, but, like, I think that, like,
even Jack Black, though, could try to make something. I feel like no one wanted to be there from what...
No.
You could tell no one wanted to be there that was acting in this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jonah, do you have a favorite character?
If I had to pick one, I can't remember his name. The psycho, the ex-psycho that's on the team.
Was that Krieg?
Krieg.
I think so, Krieg? Right?
He's saying, I didn't love Krieg.
Apollo Krieg.
Also, ironically, he talks the least in the whole movie, if that tells you anything.
I mean, that's... You know what?
But
we needed more of that. You know, this is a silent movie.
Some of the cringiest lines, though. He just, like, when they were getting in the elevator, he would just go like throw, like, a one dumb off line, and then no one around him reacted to the dumb line he just said. They just
You know what he is?
A few lines.
This is bootleg Guardians of the Galaxy, and that's bootleg Drax that I'm looking at right
there. Yes, yeah.
Don't you dare. Fair. No, no. Don't you dare put this guy on Drax's level.
It's bootleg, though.
Bootleg no. Drax. Bootleg removed, like, four different times, like, maybe.
This is Dollar Store, and then Drax is, like, the, I don't know.
No. If this is anything, it's like when you see, like, on Facebook, those, like, Mexican superhero dolls.
Yeah,
that's
like
Captain Superman.
Yeah,
it's just like a Wolverine Barbie doll. Like,
yeah, this is Guatemala back alley.
Yeah, like I still think that's too nice of a comparison. Okay, my favorite character, I think it's Marcus was his name, the guns guy.
Yeah, not in there very much, but
no, not in there very much. But, like, he's the only character that was somewhat true to the video. He was actually very true to the video games. He just tried to sell don't know why I said guns with a soft G. He tried to sell guns, and he was obnoxious about it. And he had a couple funny-ish lines, like the scene where she's in the bus, and he's just, sorry, can't turn it off. It's policy while driving the bus. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
So. All right. Least favorite character. Do you have the least favorite character?
All of them.
All of them. That's a cop-out, Cole.
See, I'm going to go with... You know, I'm going to go with the Tiny Tina, or whatever her name is.
Yeah, Tiny Tina.
She's terrible. She's annoying.
Oh, least favorite. I forgot we're doing least favorite. I was like, really? She's your favorite? Least favorite? Yeah. Okay.
It was between her, whatever Kate Blanchard's character was, and just about every other character in the movie. so they're in a close running. But yeah, Tiny Tina was definitely the one that got on my nerves. More so than Claptrap, even.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Claptrap, like, he's annoying. Tiny Tina, like, has a face that's also, like, you know, punchable, but, and she's a child, which is probably not a good thing to say, but, you know, it is what it is.
Sorry, Miss Greenblatt, if you ever listen
to this. Hey, she was in Infinity War.
She was Baby Gamora.
She was Baby Gamora.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I didn't realize that was her.
Yeah.
She was good in something.
She had, like, four lines?
Yeah. I think she was in Barbie, too. She's fine in that.
I don't think she did a bad job.
She's just obnoxious.
I was going to try to find it, but not able to find it. I found something. It was a Screen Rant article where they said that Greenblatt, the girl playing Tiny Tina, said that she drew inspiration from Margot Robbie's Harley Quinn. And
yeah,
I think
you said that, yeah.
That's what ruined what should have been a very fun character. But I also, you've never played the games. I don't know how you bring that character to the big screen well. It's a hard character to do. So it's hard to...
Could they have survived without Tiny Tina being in the movie?
Yes, to a degree.
She's like, I would argue, besides Claptrap, she's probably the most, like, iconic Borderlands character is Tiny
Tina.
Yeah,
I don't remember how much she's in the first game.
See, when I think of Borderlands, like, the first, like, character I would think of is the Krieg fellow.
Krieg. Maybe it's because Tiny Tina had her own game. Maybe that's why I'm thinking of
maybe
her.
I and maybe she was really important to the plot of the first game, and I just don't remember. Like I said, I played it when it came out, didn't really touch it too much. I don't remember how old I was when that came out. So maybe she was in there a lot more than I'm remembering. But I would say you could have made this movie without her, and then maybe brought her in because she does have a bigger role in the second game.
Yeah.
I know she's in the first game. I just don't remember how much.
No. She's a special one, though.
So she thought.
So she thought.
Yeah. In like what was the least twist in the entire world?
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and say my least favorite character was Lilith, only because I loved Lilith in the games. I thought Lilith was cool. Like when I was like a dumb, like horny teenager, I was like, oh yeah, hot redhead with like psycho powers. I'm like, this is awesome. And I just think that Kate Blanchett was, I love Kate Blanchett. She's totally wrong casting choice for this character. And she had the most lines and they were all cringy. All of them.
Yeah, she didn't even try.
She was corny.
Didn't even try.
And you told me like on the press tour, she clearly does not like that she's in this, right?
Yeah, apparently
no one does.
They were asking her at interviews like to hype up the movie, and she's contractually obligated to not say anything too bad about it. So like she would say things like, it's no Citizen Kane, you know, but like to try to avoid.
It sure wasn't. Wait, Sky Sharks look like Citizen Kane, but you know.
I was getting Mark Hamill trying not to trash talk The Last Jedi without outright trashing The Last Jedi vibes.
Yeah. Or like John Boyega did that a lot too. Yes. The last one. Yeah.
Yeah. Jonah, who's your least favorite character?
I'm going to go with Claptrap.
Really?
Here's the thing. When Claptrap first shows up, he had some, like, he never made me laugh, but he had some, like, you know, the nostrils, you know, like that.
Yeah.
You know? But then the thing about Claptrap is he never stops talking. Like, he just yaps and yaps and yaps. And then after like 10 minutes, I'm like, oh my gosh. There's a scene in the movie where. He's like a distraction, and they distract these psychos, and they all unload their guns into him. And like, I knew he was fine because he says earlier in the movie that like he's invincible or something. And but it happens like, please tell me he's dead.
Like,
please tell me Claptrap's dead, and I would be so happy. But no, he comes back, and then so I have the same reaction as all the characters. And he comes back like, oh.
There's a few times it was like me and Jonah are both having the fingers crossed over there, like, come on, Tiny Tina, fall on the acid,
fall on the acid, yeah, please.
Yeah,
he falls in the pit, like yes.
Weirdly enough, I didn't hate Claptrap, but I think it's because in the games, he doesn't shut up. Like, that is his character. Like, he doesn't shut up. That's Claptrap. And
but you're doing something, like, fun.
Yeah, I think when you're in the middle of shooting, maybe. It's not as noticeable. But when you have to listen to everything he's saying.
Claptrap had my favorite line in the movie, which was as they're getting out of the one somewhat real shootout, and they're about to go up the stairs. He's like, yeah, woo, we're invincible. Oh, no, stairs. And it was just back to back, I actually chuckled a little bit. I was like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know what Claptrap is? He's all the worst characteristics of Jar Jar Binks is what he is.
In this movie, a little bit.
Yeah.
I have a soft spot for Claptrap because of the games. I think Jack Black did okay. I think the writing was terrible. I don't blame Jack Black for the writing, though.
Yeah.
Go ahead and move on. Unless there's another character you guys want to talk about, but I think we agree they all suck.
They're all
sucked,
all terrible.
Yeah,
all terrible. Favorite part of the movie, if you have one,
the credits.
The opening credits were pretty good.
I wasn't expecting. Yeah, that's pretty good. Cole, you're not wrong. The credits, they couldn't come fast. Cole pointed out, the movie was only like an hour and a half long.
It felt like 2.5 hours.
I was checking my watch. I was like, oh my gosh, is this done?
It's insane how long this felt
like. That's how I felt when we watched The Creator, but like this was shorter than The Creator and felt longer than Way of Water.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
It felt longer than the Avatar movie by a margin. Yeah. Okay. So Cole's favorite part was the credits. I'll accept that.
That's fair. Oh man. Favorite part of the movie. I would say the opening credits were kind of stylized. They look kind of cool.
I don't even remember. I blocked them out.
They had like the Borderlands art style. It was kind of cool, I guess. And then maybe, I guess when they're in the sewers and there's like somewhat of a shootout, I guess. I didn't even really like that much though. But I mean, you know, if I had to pick one.
That is my favorite part. The only non like original track in the movie, they play Ace of Spades. And there's what you can kind of call a shootout in the sewers. But like. It was my favorite part because it was the only time we actually got to see people shoot each other.
Yeah, exactly.
But even like you said, there's a couple times like they'd start to show some action and then they'd cut away.
Yeah. Like the spinning scene. You told me about that, yeah.
Tiny Tina jumped up at one point. She goes to Creek. She goes, spin me! And you see her start to shoot and then the camera turns. I'm like, that's
a cool thing.
Why'd you stop?
That was cool. And most of the choreography is like them going like bang, 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 and then it cuts to a guy going like, oh, you know, and then it's like,
you know what could have been my favorite part in the movie if they did it correctly?
Nine.
Well, yes, but Claptrap doing the distraction because they just were totally ripping off the SpongeBob movie.
Oh yeah,
they
did that.
Yeah, if he would have said, "I need to go to the bathroom," yeah, you know what?
This movie got it. Yeah,
you got my favorite part there.
Get a pass,
but they didn't, and unfortunately, Claptrap didn't die.
Yes, so. Unfortunately, he lived.
Yeah, no, I'm with awful. Jonah. I think that was my favorite part of the movie because it was the only somewhat real shootout, and takes us into our least favorite part of the movie. It's hard to narrow it down, guys. I have a very clearly defined least favorite part.
I don't think I have a specific part because I didn't like all of it.
It's where I almost walked out.
I think for me, when I was started, my annoyingness kicked into high gear when they start like hardcore exposition dumping when Jamie Lee Curtis shows up and she literally like, you haven't heard pretty much, there's no character development or background for any of the characters. Then they meet this Jamie Lee Curtis lady, and then she walks up to Kate Blanchett, and she's like, "Yeah, remember when you were a kid, and then they attacked you, then your mom brought her to me, and then you were from this planet, and then and I'm like, dude,
basically how it was.
This is ridiculous. This is crazy.
Exposition dumps, and also Jonah, I think you nailed it in the theater. Like, I've never felt like a movie like was doing everything and nothing all at the same time.
Yes, yeah,
it so was, much happens. I think in this movie, you said it in the theater. This movie is the worst example of. Telling and not showing.
Yes, exactly.
Like you're describing a much better, more interesting movie that we would like to see.
This isn't even my least favorite part, but it just made me mad. The whole first third of the movie is narrated. Mm-hmm. No other part of the movie is.
Yeah, they stop for something. They stop too.
Just the first third. Yeah. So they're narrating it poorly. And then Kate Blanchett's character lives. She's like, I landed on the planet. And then I ran into a different kind of psycho. And you see the psycho drive up. She's like, but I don't remember the exact word. She's like, but I dealt with him. And then like it shows the car blow up and it shows her get in. And she's like, and then I drove away. And I'm like, why are you telling? You're showing us.
I can see it.
Why are you telling us this? What is happening?
Like I can put it together what you're doing here.
My actual least favorite part. It's with the same character with a very similar thing. With the one that I got mad about was they're in the car. Tanis is in the car. Jamie Lee Curtis's character. And they're covered in like goo and food and stuff. I don't even remember. And she takes out that little cleaner and she just like cleans her face.
Oh yeah.
And they all glare at her and she's like, oh, did you guys want to use this too? And that was the moment that I had not been there for the podcast, I would have left.
Okay. What on that part? Cause there's a bunch of other garbage leading up to that. What made that part so specific that you would walk out?
Just all the garbage leading up to it. And then that line is just so cliche.
Yeah.
And it's the lowest hanging fruit of dialogue. And like in a realistic world, someone would just be like, oh, can we use that? Like, and I know, again, it's Borderlands. It's not realistic, but like the dialogue has to flow somewhat. And that just felt like,
he's right behind me, isn't he?
Like it just felt like a high schooler writing. And like, I think we wrote better stuff than that in high school. I'm not saying I'm not saying what we did was good.
No, I'm saying
don't look up our Oedipus stuff on YouTube. Oh, but like,
I'm going to say it's better than Borderlands.
I genuinely think our second Oedipus movie was better.
It's probably more entertaining.
I'd say our first one was, honestly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And we were high schoolers with a $10 camcorder. No, like that was my least favorite part. Leading right up to that, similar Tanis, and this one's kind of with Claptrap, is Lilith's like, I'm going to go lay down. And she like storms off and Claptrap pops in the shower and then it electrocutes him. And he's like spinning around the room screaming. And Jamie Lee Curtis is going. And then Kevin Hart's character is like. And then Tiny Tina's like. Hands on up, shaking her head. And Claptrap's just spinning and running into stuff. And it went on for like. What felt like
a long time.
It might have only been 5 seconds, but it felt like it went on for like half a minute of everyone just being like.
Oh,
that Claptrap. Like you're the audience. Like,
all, all those faces you made, all our listeners are going to be very confused when they don't have the video to go with it.
This video is going to be on YouTube.
YouTube.com/movie rubric.
Good job. You did a URL. I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
I think it's the movie rubric. Like it feels like I figured it out. The like cleaning. Oh, do you guys want to use this too? And that scene, it felt like a bad sitcom.
Yes.
That's,
I agree.
This whole movie, the whole everything about this movie is clicking for me. It's like I'm unlocking my third
your brain.
My Doctor Strange eye just so
you're horribly CGI.
Yeah, my horrible CGI. It just felt like a bad sitcom, the whole thing.
I agree. Bad sitcom humor.
Even a bad sitcom could at least have something.
At least a bad sitcom has some heart to it.
Yeah. This
sometimes. You know?
This one, like, it couldn't. I don't even know. Like,
a bad sitcom probably doesn't have a budget of $120 million.
I don't know how you fumble it this bad. I really don't. Like, how do you have something? Again, not a big Borderlands fan, but like a lot of it has a big following. How do you fumble it this bad?
Yeah. You get a guy who specializes in gory R-rated movies, and then you make it PG-13. Yeah, that's same. Step one. Like, if we were to take this, I don't think it's in the shot. I have a whiteboard behind me. If we were to, the school bought a ginormous whiteboard on wheels, and I just want to use it for the next, like, Halo tournament or March Madness. I just want to wheel it in and, like Pepe Silvia from Always Sunny on it. If we were to get out that giant whiteboard, number one, you hire a guy who specializes in R-rated, gory, bloody movies. You hand him the reins to a massive franchise and tell him to make it PG-13.
Yeah.
If you would have had the freedom, like, say they wanted to make it rated R, which I get it, not a smart business decision because...
Yes, it would be. Deadpool Wolverine's about to break, like, it just joined the $1 billion club. Know, it might break $2 billion.
I think you want to get... I don't know. It's tough because we've had this issue with, like, when we talk about Megan and... what was another one? It was, like, a PG-13. I always saw another one. It was, like, should have been R.
People say that about Venom.
Venom, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but like, then you wouldn't be able to, you would have, I don't even know, it's weird.
My only counter argument to you, because you're not wrong, my biggest counter argument to you, I think those movies probably should have also been R, but like, those movies didn't have a pre-established fan base. This game has a pre-established fan base of people playing an M for mature 18 plus game. If you're not going to make it for your adult 18 plus audience, then you have to make it for kids. And they didn't make it for kids either. No. They made it for middle of the road. So the people who love the games and that style of humor and the blood and gore aren't going to enjoy it. And you can't bring kids to go see this movie.
Yeah.
Like they alienated both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. Like it. They try to do, like you said, they really try to do like a knockoff Guardians of the Galaxy vibe. Like this like sanitized shootout, like sci-fi movie. That's really bad.
All the things that you like about Guardians of the Galaxy are not present.
He's not there.
None of them.
They got one song, and it was Ace of Spades. Good song, but like...
Ace of Spades!
They spent all their budget on that. Everything else was generic background song.
Yeah, basic songs.
It made me... Yeah. And then I've read a couple things. These might be rumors. Supposedly, they shot it to be rated R. And one guy, this guy could be totally just pulling nonsense out of his butt. He's like, I was on the set. We shot it to be R-rated. There's blood and gore everywhere. And then Lionsgate made us cut down to PG-13. Maybe.
Could happen.
Maybe.
Could happen.
Like, it does happen from time to time. I don't know, though. That's like the only saving grace. I have a really big second suspicion as to why this movie sucked. But two butts, two loads of butt. Was that the?
Two packs of butt.
Two packs of butt. Why it smoked two packs of butt. you took characters that are supposed to appeal to horny teenagers to a degree. Like, they're not like completely overly sexualized, but they're pretty sexualized. And like, they're like early 20s with Tannis being like 30s. And you cast people in their 50s, 60s, and 70s as them.
Yeah.
Why? Who did the... Actually, I'm going to look it up. Who did the casting for this movie? Because I want to avoid movies from them in the future.
All these kids, they love that Kevin Hart and The Rock. At least get him in there.
No, if The Rock was...
The Rock would have been a great choice for the guy Kevin Hart played.
I would have liked him to call Claptrap a jabroni.
That would have been a way more entertaining movie.
I looked up... I said who did the casting for Borderlands, and it didn't pop up, so they might be keeping it... We might never know.
Yeah, they don't want to release that to the public. They're going to get...
I have to go watch
them on a list.
Yeah.
Have to watch the movie again to watch the credits to find out, and I'm not doing that.
Just fast forward. Not worth it. Just wait for it to come to streaming and then do it.
But then they'll get a view, and I don't want to give them a view.
Oh, my gosh. Your one view is going to be... You're like the only person that watches it on streaming.
Maybe. I don't know, but like, Kate Blanchett's in her 60s playing a 22-year-old. Jamie Lee Curtis is 60.
She's got to be upper 60s.
She's got to be 70s.
Upper 60s, close to 70, playing like what's supposed to be like a 30-year-old. You got, I don't know how old Moxie is supposed to be, but like, I'll show you a picture of Moxie later, and you're going to be like, what?
Yeah.
Like, it's just insane. And then the character that Kevin Hart is supposed to play, if I remember correctly, is like a big, beefy, muscular dude. I think Terry Crews would have been a perfect choice for that.
Yeah.
Tiny Tina.
I think if she had better writing, maybe it could have been fine.
Maybe. I think if she hadn't tried to channel Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
I think they could have gone a little younger. Because then if the dialogue is cringy, it's like an actual little girl delivering it instead of like someone who looks like she's a teenager trying to pass for a little girl.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like makeup wise and like face wise, she did look like Tiny Tina.
A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. It just didn't work.
Yeah. It didn't work.
I was upset that Kevin Hart didn't get killed off in this movie or his character.
That was so stupid that he didn't, though.
Yeah. What was the point of that?
He's like, I'll see you at the vault, and then sends them up the thing. And
then he gets tackled. And
then they're literally like, what about Roland? And then Kate Blaine's like, he'll be fine. And then
no one cares.
Huge question popped into my head when he did show up at the vault. I was like, how do you know where the vault was?
Yeah.
He was like unconscious in a sewer when they decided to trek halfway across like wherever they were at.
Yeah.
I've got so much phlegm in my throat. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to do it in the mic. Yeah, that made no sense to me. And then he had my other sitcom-y, least favorite sitcom-y line, which is when Lilith goes Phoenix mode, and they were like, who saw that coming? And I was like, I looked to Jonah and said, anyone who's played the games, everyone who's played the game saw that coming. And then probably everyone else too.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't because I didn't play the game until, like, you know, it was nothing spectacular.
Yeah. No, you didn't care.
All these big moments, like, I just didn't care. Like, didn't give me a reason to care.
But she goes full Phoenix mode. And then my least favorite line, she gives Kevin Hart shields. And he goes, oh, man, I got shield now. There's a bullet for you. And a bullet for you, too. And a bullet for you, too. And I just started rubbing my temples.
Like, oh,
my gosh. And then whenever they lose their shields, he literally hasn't moved from his spot. He's been, like, feet planted to the same spot for, like, the last...
That whole last scene was weird.
However long that shootout, in quotes, was. And then I was like, what? Huh? Yeah, it was just...
It was weird.
Speaking of shields, I like the product placement on the... you didn't hit me because so I have the Ultra Shield.
Atlas Max Ultra Shield.
It was like, beautiful.
It's like, we kind of talked about that. Like, yeah, they shoot a giant gun at him. And you can see a force field block all the bullets. And then he literally, like, pretty much looks at the camera and goes, they couldn't shoot me due to my Atlas Super Shield. I'm like, I wonder what's going to happen with that.
Do you think that guy was trying to sound like Tommy Wiseau to warn us?
I think he was.
Do you think he was trying to get us out of the theater?
No, listen, they needed Mr. Wiseau in there to save this movie.
If he was Mr. Atlas or whatever his name was.
Should have made him all the characters.
I think they should have made Tommy Wiseau the psycho.
Show me the vault. Made him Claptrap. Claptrap would have been a great character then.
I will do a distraction.
Oh, my gosh.
Lilith, I did not.
I did not.
I did not shoot her.
It would have been so much better. You're tearing me apart, Lilith!
Tiny Tina, you're tearing me apart!
Oh, hi, Roland.
Oh, hi, Roland.
I don't think any of us have a good Tommy Wiseau impression.
We don't, really.
That's what makes me so sad.
Man is a... he's his own breed.
He really is.
Funny story, Krieg. It would have been so good. That movie,
just imagine he did like a little screaming thing. Ha ha. What a story, Greg.
What a story, Greg.
Oh, hi, Tina.
Oh, hi, Tina.
Oh, my gosh. So, was there anything about this movie you guys liked? We talked about maybe kind of the shootout a little bit. I put not much, one or two funny jokes. Occasionally, Claptrap was somewhat funny.
I mean,
those are literally my only three likes for this movie.
So, we got to look at like the other aspects of like our rubric. Audio and visual. I mean, audio, nothing spectacular.
I think the guns sounded good. I forgot to put that on here, but
guns were loud.
Sounded crisp. Yeah. I like a crisp sounding gun in video games and movies. I thought the gun sounded good.
Visuals. I mean, you have Trash Planet number one.
And
then you got some sewers.
Mostly stuck to the aesthetic of the game. Mostly, like,
I thought visuals was like hit and miss because there's like when they're like in the city and it's close quarters. I'm like, okay, this is like a practical set. And clearly the set designers seem like they had a lot of fun. Like Moxie's like bar, they're not in it very long and small, but like, you know, they have like the sign. I was like, this looks pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But then there's scenes like particularly the two worst looking scenes when they meet Tiny Tina, when Kate Blanchett meets Tiny Tina, and like the ground blows up and she looks up and she's like, whoa. I'm like, that is a terrible green screen. And then at the end, when they're in like the cheese canyon, there's holes everywhere.
The cheese canyon.
And then it's like, they're all like it's a huge area, and they're all just kind of staying kind of close together. I'm like, this is like
a CG set.
This is a CG set, and it looks really corny. And yeah, so it's like it was all over the place. Like some parts I thought looked fine, some parts didn't.
It was also that scene reminded me, this movie is MacGuffin the movie.
Yes.
Like half the movie is just, let's go here and find this thing. Let's go here, find this person. Let's go here, find this person. And then we get the key and it's like, but now we've got to find the third one. It's like, oh, we've got the other key. And then it's like, yeah, okay. And we've got the girl. Sure. Why not? Like it was just so bad.
Yeah. One more thing I want to mention that I was like, well, I didn't understand. Maybe I misinterpreted something with the movie. I think I mentioned this when you were going home. So, in the movie, her Cate Blanchett's character, he's like this tough bounty hunter. I don't care about nobody, you know. So she goes to the planet. She thinks I have to get Tiny Tina, right? So she tries to get Tiny Tina, and then Atlas ends up chasing her. They get in the fight. That fight ends. The chase ends. And she says, like, the Atlas is after me now. Clearly my deal's off. So why, and she doesn't want to find the vault. So why does she stick around with everybody? Why does she leave? What
purpose? No one knows. Yeah. No one knows.
Like, we're in this together now. I'm like, why?
I had the thought mid-movie, why didn't she turn over Tiny Tina to Nox? Like, they're there on the roof of the thing, and Nox flies up, tracking the beacon that we later found out was like a beacon. Oh, maybe it was just right at that point. I don't know. She flies up, and she's like, I've got the girl. And then something happens, and all of a sudden we're fighting Atlas now, and I'm like, why didn't she just turn over Tina?
Yeah, like, I got her. Where's my reward?
Yeah, right then and there, movie could have ended. Yeah. And everyone would have cheered.
Yeah, thank God.
Like, yep.
Woo!
Good movie, everyone. More,
yeah.
Oh, man.
That was something I was like, I don't get that. And I probably wasn't supposed to.
I'd say no one gets that. No, the writers don't get it.
Like, oh, I guess.
Cate Blanchett certainly didn't get it.
Yeah, I guess we have to keep the movie going, but we'll say she stays with him.
So rough. Jeez. Well, I think we've covered most of our dislikes. I love one of mine here is, why are we in a nursing home?
Dang.
Just what it felt like at the time.
Yeah.
All they could afford. Like, they have big names.
It can't be all they could afford because those people cost more than if they had hired some like 20-year-old nothing burger actors and actresses. They probably would have enjoyed the movie more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they wanted that star power because maybe someone had to know. There's something else in here. I'm going to go down this rabbit hole of this Borderlands conspiracy.
Look it up. Like, I bet, like...
Like, why?
You're probably right. Someone had connections, and it's like, I've got a contract with Cate Blanchett. She's got a...
Jack Black.
I've got to get her so many movies a year. Like, will you put her in Borderlands? Like, I feel like that maybe was...
We need someone to do a goofy voice on Jack Black. Jack, you know,
he just did Bowser. It's a video game movie.
He's done Kung Fu Panda.
Once again, I don't know how accurate it is, but supposedly the Claptrap voice actor wanted to be in the movie.
Why would you not use him?
Why not use him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was... I don't know. Once again, don't know how true it is. I just saw some things where, like, I guess they were interviewing him about it, and he's like, I would have loved to have done it, but I never got the call.
This is my my theory. I think they wrote the script, the studio, and, like, everybody read the script, and they're like, this stinks, but we have to make the movie. We're on a deadline. Let's get a bunch of big names that people who aren't really like into the games are going to see and think, oh, wow, a sci-fi movie with Jack Black and Cate Blanchett and Jamie Lee Curtis and Kevin Hart. What a blast. We'll see it.
You're probably right, but it's just
but
awful.
Definitely was, you know, it didn't add to anything. It actually made it way worse than it.
Oh, yeah. No, very 100%. Miscast. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's proof that star power alone cannot save a movie.
It never has, I don't think, that I'm aware of.
They have to actually enjoy what they're doing, and no one enjoyed what they were doing.
No.
I have no more. This is turning into a roast, which it deserves. It totally deserves to be a roast.
We're beating a dead horse here.
I just have nothing good or more to say about it. I'm just so disinterested.
Yeah.
I don't
even really know what to say. When I was trying to collect my thoughts before coming over, and I was like, I don't really know what...
Pee-pee-poo-poo.
Pee-pee-poo-poo fart.
Yeah.
Wiener.
Laughed more at Diary of a Wimpy Kid than I did this movie.
That's and, a peak movie.
Captain Underpants. That was the one I was
Another
saying.
Peak movie.
I laughed more at... I laughed more at both of those movies than I did at this movie.
I mean...
Wowee, mama.
I ain't gonna lie. I mean, that's some facts right there.
So yeah. Wowee, mama. This movie stinks.
Okay. Let's go on to the rubric if you guys are fine with that.
Yeah.
We talked about maybe swapping something out. I think we should keep it because the point of this was that most movies, no matter how bad they are, don't truly deserve a 0%. So we talked about maybe swapping audio out. And
are we allowed to give zeros on rubric scores?
Ones.
Okay.
Ones is
say, come on.
Actually, you know what? We've never had that conversation. Like,
yeah, can you do a zero?
One on my rubric mentally is unacceptable, but then in theory, a movie could score what is, I guess,
have to be a 25% at best.
Be a 25% at best.
Or so at worst.
At worst. So I guess if you didn't let it go to zero, then a movie is guaranteed at least a 25%.
I don't think this. 25% is too high, honestly.
You know what? I'm with Cole. Let's vote on it right here now. Movie rubric first. We're voting on the rubric. I say, yeah, you can give a zero.
I'm saying, yep. Give it a zero.
Give it a zero.
Okay. I'm going to be honest. I don't think anything here is going to get a zero from me.
I would agree. I would agree.
But I think that a zero would not be out of the realm of possibilities. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start us off. Plot one. This is one of the few ones for plot I feel like I've given. Like my other lowest one may have been the creator, maybe.
Yeah.
But
creator, I've been handing out ones like nobody's business.
For me, plot was non-existent, and what was there sucked. It just didn't make sense. And I'm also including dialogue into plot. Bad sitcom. Oh my gosh, another one popped in my head. She's sitting at the bar and she's like, I'm trying to do like the Botox old lady Kate Blanchett face. She's like, there's no amount of money that'd make me go back on that planet. All right, I'm in. Just so bad.
I knew it was coming from a mile away too, yeah.
So bad. Oh. All right, I'm a one for plot. Cole?
I'm also going to one. Abysmal. Complete garbage. Like, yeah, that. That sound right there was the plot. Actually, that sound right there was more enjoyable than the plot of this movie.
I've taken dumps better than this movie.
It's everything and nothing all at the same time. It's everything, nothing, and
it's everything all everywhere all at once, but just the bad stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Everywhere all at once.
I don't even like talking about this movie and that movie in the same
sentence.
In the same episode.
It feels like a sin.
Yeah, the same episode. What are you trying to do? You're like beating your phone.
Well, I'm trying to like prop it up here, but it.
It goes just over going. Just beating his phone against it. Jonah DeJonah. What are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it a 1-2.
A 1-2? That's so you're 12?
What?
12.
12.
1-2?
Okay.
One, and additionally.
Bad dad joke. I'm sorry.
That was pretty good. I thought it was clever.
Okay. Wait, you had the rim shot thing.
Yeah, do that.
Oh, it's... wait.
Hey! Yeah, let's get it. I think a zero for me would be if a plot was like, I couldn't explain what happened, like in a bad way.
I would agree.
Like nonsensical. This at least
Sky
like,
Sharks.
Yeah, Sky Sharks. This I could Sky actually Sharks, tell
yeah,
you.
A zero plot.
Yeah. So I'm going to give it a one. So boring. Like Cole said, everything happens and nothing happens. There's always something going on. Someone's making a riff or saying something. But like, if you look at like the plot, nothing is really of interest, of value is happening the whole movie. Yeah, one.
All right, Cole. Characters. What are you giggles over that one?
We're about to make history here, boys.
Are you giving a zero?
First zero ever. This was. I hated every character.
Yeah.
Like normally, there's at least a redeeming quality in a character, even if I don't necessarily like all of them. I can't think of any. Ooh. I genuinely can't think of any. That's just like not. I'm not going to go easy on you here, Borderlands, because you shouldn't have, you know, screwed up this badly.
Valid.
Dang.
First zero. Wow. Jonah, characters.
History books. I'm going to give it a one, only because, like I said, I nose exhaled a few times.
Was that because of the characters or the plot?
I mean, like some of the Claptrap's little bits, I guess. And, like, I can't say zero. Zero would be like. I don't know. I don't think I can give it a zero.
Yeah.
Like, I still hate it. Zero's like, I'm putting a dartboard of Roland on the wall, and I'm going to throw darts at it at night.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat.
I'm going to repress this movie for years to come.
I'm also a one. I could maybe be a zero if there was a few. There's a couple jokes I could maybe go up to a two. Just think that it's the casting. Maybe in a different universe, even with the bad dialogue, I would have liked the movie more if the characters felt a little bit more like them. Claptrap occasionally had a... I think Jack Black... I know you said you didn't think Jack Black did a good job. I think he's the only person in this movie that tried.
Really?
Yeah, like his lines, he channeled Claptrap to the best of Jack Black's ability.
He seemed like he was at least trying to have some fun.
Yeah, I think that like...
Well, yeah, he wasn't on set.
The writing... Yeah, he didn't apparently ever meet anyone from the other cast, according to Kate Blanchett. I don't think his lines were well, but I think he felt like he was giving it a best effort. And I applaud that because no one else was.
Yes.
No one else wanted to be in this movie. So it's a one, not a zero for me, but I it could be a zero in a different universe. All right, Jonah, visuals. This is like CGI, cinematography, set, all that combined.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Okay.
Because, like I said, some of the practical sets I thought looked pretty all right. Some of the CGI was really bad. But there was nothing really, like, visually, there was nothing where I went like, ugh, like, mm-hmm. dang, you know? But nothing, it still didn't look that great, you know? It also kind of boring.
I'm also a 3. I think there was a couple times they really nailed the Borderlands aesthetic. There was one or two times I was like, yeah, that looks like it's straight from the game. I appreciate that. But the CG and the choreography and the fight scenes are just so boring that even though many scenes looked really good as far as like the set pieces go, the everything surrounding and what they did with it was awful. So I'm a 3. Cool.
I'm also going to go 3. I mean, for some reason you said like there's... It wasn't great, but there was nothing bad about it either, really. I mean, obviously, CG was an issue, but, like, if there was, like, no practical sets and they all, like, green-screened and, you know, Ant-Man Quantumania this thing, mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd probably be a 2.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I would agree with that, yeah.
All right. Audio. I normally give audio a high score if I think it like sounds good, but I also always pay attention to the best of my ability to the soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And aside from Motorhead's Ace of Spades, it is Motorhead, right?
Yeah.
Aside from Ace of Spades, I don't think I could name a single time I heard music.
I mean, it was just like generic background music.
But it was so generic music, that yeah. I didn't even notice it. Yeah. Like, a movie can have generic music, that's fine. But like, I usually notice it at least. Like, I hear the generic music. I can't even remember it. I'm going to go 3. I'm going to go 3 on audio. I want to go 2 because I can't even think of how... No, you know what? Screw it. I'm doing 2.
Even with the guns sounded good?
The guns are the only reason it almost got a 3. Like, guns are it. Mm-hmm. Guns sounded great. Outside of the guns, that's it. I'm planning a lesson for my students on Foley artists, and I felt like they did no Foley in this movie, which if you don't know, Foley is like... Yeah. Someone gets in a booth after the fact, and if someone's walking through sand, they put a microphone next to some sand, and they get some like flip-flops or Crocs, and they go...
Yeah.
I just felt like outside of the gun sounds, nothing really was distinct in the slightest in this movie. So I'm going to drop it down now that I'm thinking about it more. I'm actually going to give it a 2. Mm. Can't be as bad as Cole Zero, but there's a 2. All right, Cole?
I'll do a 3 off Ace of Spades alone on this one.
The Ace of Spades!
Because that is a banger song.
I can't hear Ace of Spades and not want to sing Ace of Spades. Like I don't know why. It's just, it's in my body. So, 3. All right. Banger song. Jonah.
This is hard. But between 2 and 3 also. I'm going to give it a 3. Like I said, I like the guns. The guns were loud. Like you said, they were crispy. Mm-hmm. And everything else was just serviceable, I think. But like you said, I don't remember any sound effects. Put a 2, actually. I didn't think
Am I the one being nice to it now?
I just put a 2. I just convinced myself.
That's kind of what I did. Like, yeah. Mid-thought, I was like, it's a 3. And then as I was talking, I was like, it's not a 3.
Yeah.
All right. Gosh, who do I want to have start this category? You know what, Cole, kick us off. You were the most correct prediction. Kick us off. Enjoyment.
Well, we're about to make history again, boys. The second 0 in movie rubric history.
0.
Hated it. Nothing I liked. Wanted to leave, but we have a podcast. I almost at one point, no joke, wanted to like, can I space out and like imagine another movie?
Can I just take a nap?
Can I real quick in my head write a
Can I watch script? Shrek right now or something like that? Something good.
Pull out your phone. You're just like, I'm screaming.
You just hear like, and it's just, somebody
wants a princess met an ogre.
Jonah.
Enjoyment.
One could argue the most important category, even though we don't give it any extra.
Yeah. I think it is. I think... The nose exhales will give it a 1.
I'm in the same boat. I could really easily, honestly, when Cole gave it a zero, I kind of really want to be like, you know what? You're right. I would never watch this movie again.
No.
Maybe it is a zero. I just said that out loud, and I'm like.
I'm just saying, like, it's in my top three worst movies I've ever seen.
I will say this.
It's not quite there for
me. Easily.
If I had a really funny, angry friend, I would be willing to sit down and watch this with him to hear him, like, yell about it. If it was a zero, I don't think I'd be willing to.
But here's the problem. Really devoted, angry friend is a prerequisite. We watch bad movies for fun as a friend group sometimes. But, yeah. Like, this one's not even...
Not so bad,
it's good. Not that, like...
The Room.
It's not the right kind of bad.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, yeah.
The Room is the right kind of bad.
Yes.
There's some movies I don't like, but I'm like, maybe I'll review it. Maybe I'll, like, revisit it. Maybe I... If it was on TV, I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would ever watch this movie again. And you're right. I did.
Give into your anger.
I gave a snort here and there. I really did.
Angel and devil on his shoulder, yes. Right now.
I gave
the angel saying one.
I gave one or two snorts here and there. But Jonah, you said something earlier that clicked with me. I did almost leave the theater.
Yeah.
Yeah, has any movie ever made you do that?
Technically, yes.
Was it Sausage Party?
No, I would have. If I saw Sausage Party in a movie theater, I would have.
I mean, I can't blame you.
We saw that in theaters. It wasn't even my choice. It was Hitchcock with Will Smith.
Oh.
Well, my parents didn't realize
Hancock.
Hancock.
You don't like Hancock?
My parents didn't realize how inappropriate that movie was going to be. Oh, so okay. When we got to
not your fault.
We got to the prison scene. I think we got up and I think we went and saw WALL-E.
Oh, that's.
You saw a better movie.
We did. Yeah. Was that the same time period?
Probably about the same time.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like,
do it.
My one would have came from the one or two times I laughed, but I think I gave that one to characters.
Believe me, you will not. I will not be offended in the slightest if you give it a zero.
Join me on the dark side here.
I'm doing it.
You could convince me if we sat here for long enough. Probably. Yeah.
You want to do it?
I'm sticking with one.
You want to do it?
Because like,
you want?
There's at least a shootout, I guess. You know.
But it was a terrible shootout.
It was bad.
It's Borderlands, and they blew the shootout.
They blew the shootout.
And
I
then
mean,
we, the quickly following that shootout was like a haunted house scene with like a strobing light and like glow in the dark masks. Yeah, like a hallway. And at one point, a guy was hanging upside down and had Lilith like a knife to her throat and just didn't do anything. He just waited for her to shoot him.
Yeah.
The more I talk.
Come on, Jonah.
The more zero it is.
I'm stick with one.
I'm going to eventually talk us into going to let us do negatives.
Cole's like, can we do negative five?
Do negative five. This movie stinks.
Let's do integers.
Yes.
For our list.
All real numbers.
All right. Well, ooh, boys, she low. 29.3%.
What was everyone's individual score?
Oh, yes, you're right. Hold on. Let me plug this in before I forget because I sometimes forget. I was a 28, Cole was a 28, and Jonah was a 32.
Dang, I'm a freaking softy over here.
That's okay.
Give it a whopping
F. Definitely outdid the creator.
Just out of curiosity, if Jonah had given it a zero, it would have only brought it down to a 28%. So wouldn't have like completely skewed anything.
It's our new low movie here. New low.
That's going to be hard to beat.
Probably worst movie. No.
In a long time.
One of the worst movies I've seen in theaters.
So let's talk about this. I asked you guys to think on this ahead of time. I want to know your three least favorite movies. Now, I'm specifying least favorite because it doesn't have to be bad. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be boring. It doesn't have to be this level. It could just be some disappointing. You personally hated it. I want to know your top three least favorite movies of all time. It doesn't even necessarily have to be a bad movie. Did you guys think on that at all?
I have my three.
Okay, I've got. I'll start us off.
Yeah.
My friends who like this movie, because I know I have them. I know I have them who are listening. I'm sorry.
This might be me.
I respect your opinion. My number three is The Last Jedi.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh my gosh, it is. And here's why. It's the first time. Gosh, how old was I when Last Jedi? Cole's my secretary.
That would have been 2017.
17, yeah.
Okay.
So. I was like about to drive.
So we were
21, 22.
Like years older than
We were in at John A. still.
Yeah. I feel like up to that point, I liked most movies I watched. There was an occasional stinker, but I liked most movies I watched. That is the first time I've left the theater and something, I felt sad. Something felt wrong. I felt like I was robbed. I vividly remember walking with my five friends. I went with a different group of guys. We took a trip up to like the St. Louis Edwardsville area and like watched it in a super nice theater. Ooh. I remember leaving the theater and just being sad. And it started my ranting era. And I'm not going to say it turned me into a movie critic, but it made me start.
Are you saying this is your heel turn?
Maybe.
This is your arc? This is your villain origin story?
I'll say this one. It's my cup of coffee. One time I had a really good cup of coffee at a coffee shop and it was a pour over and I thought, I'm going to get a pour over kit. And like from there, I started thinking critically about my coffee. The Last Jedi was the movie that made me start thinking critically about movies. I'm not saying it is one of the three worst movies ever made. I'm not saying that. So please, my friends who like the movie, do not take it that way. But it is the movie that made me start to think. My heel turn, yeah. So that's my number three.
Are we going to do like 3-3-3 and then?
Yep, and then 2-2-2, then 1-1.
So I'm going to have a similar thing to what you just said there. Okay. Not Star Wars, though. It's another property Disney owns.
Yeah?
Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I was extremely disappointed because we had, it was, you know, Ragnarok was before it, and Ragnarok was great. It's, how do you say the guy's name? Taika Waititi. Great director. He did great with Jojo Rabbit. Did great with Thor Ragnarok. Blew it on this one. Like,
oh, yeah.
Too many screaming goats for my liking.
I was going to do a screaming goat.
Please, I haven't seen that one. I heard it was really disappointing.
It was like, I was pumped for it. And then
I was so excited for that movie.
Here's how bad it was. Here's how, like, I was in denial it was that bad.
Oh, wow.
Like,
did you go see it the second time?
I did go see it the second time. I had to, like, think about it for a couple days. Like, it wasn't good.
Like, psychologically, broke you.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to like, oh no, it wasn't that bad. Like, it was just all right. It was like, it was just okay. It's fine.
You're right. That is similar though. I went and watched Last Jedi another time. I thought maybe I didn't get enough sleep. Right? Like, I went paid extra money at a fancy movie theater. That's on me. I should have stuck to the cheapos. I went and saw it a second time in theaters. Oof. And left more disappointed. So
than the first time. Dang.
Jonah?
My third. This is one of the ones where I really don't think the movie is that terrible. But I have a bit of a story of why I hate it. I'm a bit of a cheapskate, I think. A little bit. So, a little bit. So, me and my friend, it was Eric. Actually, me and like five of my friends.
Whoa. We're gonna give me all of their first names, last names, socials, and addresses?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that. I'll actually flash them on the screen here.
Yeah, we'll pull up their photo just so people know who you're talking about.
Here's some pictures of them.
Yeah, okay.
But they, it was like a couple of us, and we're going to see Cocaine Bear. And I've told you this story before.
No.
I
was not expecting to build a cocaine bear.
Me either.
I love bears. I collect bear trinkets. So I was so excited for this movie. A slasher movie about a bear on cocaine. This is going to be hilarious. So we go to eat and I go on AMC. It's opening night. So I go on AMC and I buy the tickets. So then we drive to the next town, to the theater, and I get in there. And it did closest location. The restaurant I was eating at was right by a different theater. And I bought everyone's tickets. So it was $50. So I was like, oh, crap, I better refund. The movie was scheduled for 8 that I bought the tickets for. And we got to the new theater at like 8:05. And no refunds at all after the movie started. So I lost like $50-$60.
Because of Cocaine Bear.
And then thankfully, my friend paid for my ticket at the other theater. So I'm still down like $50-$40. And then I go in the movie and I was soured. Movie stunk. I hated it. It's like, you have the best premise for a movie ever.
For fun. It's enough for like a shut your brain off and enjoy this movie kind of thing.
It had some cool kills. True. It was so boring. It's people wandering in the woods forever. I hated it.
Okay. Yeah. That's valid. I've heard some people defend that movie.
I never saw it.
I think I pulled it up on streaming and watched like 25 minutes and then turned it off. I never finished it.
It's not that great. It's like if someone says, oh, it's a 3 out of 5 dumb fun movie. I think they should have made it as corny as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then like it would have been pretty fun.
Just double down on the corniest.
I felt like they were trying to take it a little more seriously than they should have, even in that 25-30 minute window. And then I was like, I was eating dinner and I got finished with my dinner and then put on something else.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you didn't miss anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Number two, the newest Matrix movie.
Mm. I never saw that one.
Rough. Awful. I think I was really excited for it. I hyped myself up, and it was just such a letdown. It was not true to the vibes of The Matrix, the story of The Matrix, the themes and like ideas of it. It was just awful. It was just awful all around, and I hate that they brought back like half the original cast and made such a terrible movie. And it just kind of destroyed. I think it killed the Matrix franchise. Like, I think it had a chance to come back, and that movie just nailed in the coffin. So yeah.
I remember people being kind of excited for that movie.
They were, until they watched it.
Yeah, and then no one talked about it anymore.
It was rough.
Dang, that sucks.
I'm gonna continue with the theme of disappointing movies. My all three are not necessarily worst movies, like you said, but like just movies I went and watched and was completely disappointed. Second, number two here, first movie I saw post pandemic. Space Jam New Legacy.
Ooh. Yeah, you love Space Jam 1.
Oh, yeah. Space Jam 1 holds a special place in my heart. It's just one of those. I mean, everyone
Dude,
has.
I know
them.
How much you love Space Jam.
It's one of those things where it's like, you know, everyone has those movies where, like, are they great movies? No, but do they hold a special nostalgic spot in your heart? Yeah. Like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy this movie because it's like, you know, it gives you the whole Ratatouille vibe there where it's like, go back to your childhood.
Yeah.
Space Jam New Legacy. Holy crap. Like, they.
It's bad.
I mean, it was about, you know, 10 years too late when they did the sequel, but, you know, LeBron was not great in it. Some of the Looney Tunes were funny. They had that, but, you know, the pig rap kind of ruined all that.
the pig rap, dude.
The Granny Speedster.
Granny, yeah. They, you know, it's one of those things where, like, you have. Also, you didn't really, like, even the NBA players they used weren't good at acting, like the NBA players that they steal the talents from.
You don't think that he did a good job falling into the planet?
Like, LeBron, no joke, does better acting on the court when he acts like he's getting fouled than what he did in that.
He can act, apparently.
Yeah, he can act on the court.
Yeah.
I'm a Lakers fan. I'm allowed to trash LeBron.
I don't think you have to qualify to trash a millionaire. I think that's okay. Yeah. Billionaire now.
He just hit a billion.
I was gonna say, I don't think you have to justify it. That's okay. They're free reign. They're free domain.
Oh yeah,
public domain. But I did laugh at the guys. I found Michael Jordan, and it was Michael B. Jordan.
That was good.
At that one. That was like okay.
That was a good joke.
You got me. Boom-ch.
There was a couple good like
Foghorn Leghorn saying winter is coming. Come on, that's classic.
Oh, like the Justice League was like kind of like
they utilized all their property. Warner Brothers utilized all their properties in this.
Yeah, which was kind of fun.
It was something different.
Yeah.
At least they didn't, like, rehash and tell the same story.
Yeah.
It gave a smirk.
That but, movie, you know, I was very disappointed, though.
Yeah.
That was another one where I'm like, there's parts of it, like, I'm like, okay, probably wasn't as bad. I'm like, okay, it's bad. It's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah.
But the more and more I deny a movie is, like, bad is the worst it gets there.
I do remember very vividly we were at Matt and Molly's house, and I said that I thought the movie was really stupid, and I won't say you got defensive, but you did try to justify it. You're like, it was okay. Like, you started to talk a little bit. You kind of defended it just a little bit, and I just remember being like, oh, no, this man's in denial.
I was going to say, that movie did to me what you said Thor Love and Thunder did. I watched it, and I think I was like, I mean, you know, it was all
here's
right.
It's a kid's movie. I get it. But, like, still, you got to try a little bit when you have that.
Space Jam's a kid's movie. And it's 10 times more fun.
Yeah, the first Space Jam, age is like a fine wine, in my opinion.
Still, yeah.
Yeah. Jonah, you're number two.
So, I was going to put Sky Sharks. But then I thought, is that really what, like, my third most hated movie is? You know? And I was like, probably not. Because I kind of expected that to be bad.
Yeah.
I think two. Sequel to Year Three. I'm going to say Rise of Skywalker. So for context, I'm one of the people that like Last Jedi.
Really?
I like Last Jedi.
Still?
Yeah. I still do like it. I haven't watched it in a while.
Right.
We should have a debate sometime.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm joking.
Well, we're going to get another third guy here because Jonah's about to get fired.
I looked at the camera and I said I valued their opinions if they like the movie.
But you didn't say anything about me.
No,
you're on the podcast. We don't have to value your opinion.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
So I like Last Jedi. I get why people don't like it, but I like the direction they went with it. And then I remember.
I'm trying not to start.
Okay, hear me out.
At some point, we're going to have to do a Star Wars.
I started to say, it'd be a really fun episode to like go back and forth on Last Jedi.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you. I'm not even interrupting you by talking. It's just, my disdain for the movie. Continue. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But anyways, I like that movie. And then the next few years happen. And Star Wars starts putting out, like, very disappointing projects. Even more than Last Jedi, for me, at least. I think Han Solo was after Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was the year after.
Super disappointed with that. And then I forgot. I don't even remember what else they did. The other stuff they did, Last Jedi,
did a solo.
Fortnite.
Rise of Skywalker. Fortnite happened.
Fortnite crossover.
Yeah. That was always fun.
Yeah, that was always a fun thing.
I hate... Go.
We're gonna have to have a Star Wars episode at some point.
I don't know if I can. My blood pressure can handle it.
Well, take your meds beforehand.
I do. Take them every morning. Anyways, so you know, I was like the one guy who was like, you know what, I'm the odd one out here, but I like the direction the trilogy's going. I don't love everything about it, but anyways, then I was like, they had some trailers. And I could tell it was going to be good. And then, what was it? I think Mandalorian season 2 came out around that time. And then they had like the banger final episode with Luke. And then my Star Wars like little kidisms were high.
Okay.
Going into the third one, so I wasn't like hyped for it, but like my Star Wars like fanness was up. And then I watched in Rise of Skywalker. I think is way worse than Last Jedi. Here's what I think about Rise of Skywalker. So you had people that didn't like The Last Jedi, right? I would say 50-50. You had 50% people liked it, 50% people hated it. Maybe 60-40, generally. And then, so basically what they did is they tried to take two steps back, one step forward, go back on what they did with The Last Jedi. But also, since they went backwards, they couldn't really make a conclusion anymore. So then, if you liked The Last Jedi, you hated Rise of Skywalker. If you didn't like Last Jedi, you still hated Rise of Skywalker. And so then everybody hated the movie. And it's just such a nonsense movie, you know?
I don't know which one I dislike more, if I'm being totally honest.
It's tough.
But I went into Rise of Skywalker with my expectations in the toilet.
Yeah.
So I wasn't let down.
Yeah, you were excited for Last Jedi.
No, I was not excited.
You weren't excited.
Like, I couldn't have been excited for the movie. That's the problem. Because I didn't like The Last... Oh, sorry. Last Jedi. Yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah. I was excited
That's
for Last Jedi.
That's why you hated it more.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, I Googled it. Last Jedi has a 91 critic, 41 audience.
So about 60-40.
Yeah. The Rise of Skywalker has a 51 critic and an 86 audience.
86?
Really?
Shockingly. Yeah.
86? That movie's so bad.
I think it's more fun, even though it probably is a worse movie.
I would... If you had... You know, hey, pick which one of these you want to watch. I'd rather watch Rise of Skywalker.
I think so too.
See, Rise of Skywalker for me, it's so blatantly like, it's almost like Marvel-y, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like, it's like they walk in, and it's like, there's a guy in the shadows. Oh, it's me. I'm Lando. And then the part later where...
You know, if you said it like that, you know, it may have saved the movie.
You know, there's like the running bit where the joke for years, like, oh, Chewie never got his medal. And then there's like, I got you this, Chewie. And she gives him a medal. I'm like, this is so stupid. This is like...
You sound like the...
sound like a boot.
Who's the kid from Big Mouth with...
Oh gosh, what's his name?
Sounds like the kid... There's a kid from Big Mouth who has autism. And he's like,
thanks.
It looks like you are angry. And he's like looking at a chart of like a man with his eyebrows like drawn in. Like, that's what you sound like.
That's what the movie sounds like.
Yeah.
It's a... Yeah. It was... And then the... I don't even know. I could rant about the movie for a while.
Yeah.
It's
stupid. We're going to have a Star Wars episode one of these times.
Me and my friends laughed at the movie when... Kylo Ren crashes a TIE fighter. Like, crashes, hits the ground, flips. It's on fire. It explodes. Walks out. Nothing is on him. I'm like, I get he's a Jedi or a Sith or whatever. That's just stupid.
I hate that they redeemed...
Redeemed him?
We're going to do a whole episode. Yeah. Careful.
I think it'd be an awesome episode.
It would be. Josh still needs to watch 7, 8, 9, right?
Yeah.
I think we watched
7, he told me.
Did he?
I think so.
We watched 1 through 6.
Yeah, and then Rogue One.
And Rogue One.
So you'll have 7, 8, 9, and Solo, if you want to... Solo's bad.
Nope.
Solo's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Skip it. Okay. Valid options all the way around. I personally think that my number one can't be topped. I know that's very subjective. Like, you guys will, in your own minds, top yours. But mine is Aragorn the movie.
That's real?
Yeah,
like from Lord of the Rings.
You guys even watched it? No.
You're thinking Aragorn?
Aragorn.
Oh, my bad.
You know what's funny? I'm laughing because that's a very common mistake and misconception. No, Aragorn is a book series by Christopher Paolini, and he was pretty young when he wrote it, and I was pretty young when I read it. So he became a better writer. I became a better reader, and it's cool because my generation got that privilege of growing up reading better and better books as he became a better writer. Awesome. First book, while like being a little rough around the edges with his writing style, is a really good fantasy book. And the movie was like, when I was a kid, I loved the movie. I went back and rewatched the movie as an adult, post Last Jedi. It's bad. Oh, talk no. about a book, or sorry, a movie not following or caring about the source material.
When you say this was made again?
I don't know. Let me look. Old. Aragon movie release date. I have a laptop in front of me. 2006 was when it came out. Now I'm going to look up the Rotten Tomatoes just out of curiosity. We've talked about this a lot. Rotten Tomatoes is not a good metric, but it's a good standard. Yeah. It has a 16% from critics and a 46% from audience. So, like, it's bad.
Yeah. Yikes.
And, like, I think the way I could, like, describe how disappointing the movie was is there's a scene, there's like many, many chapters in the book where he is raising this dragon in the woods and he's creating a like a mental bond with it and he's raising it and he's feeding it and he's trying, he's growing it. And like he comes back later and it's a little bit bigger and he comes back later and it's a little bit bigger. And now where am I going to hide it? And it just, it's kind of like quirky and cute. And in the movie, he takes the dragon, throws it in the air like a bird, and it grows to a full size adult.
A little like sea monkey.
That's magic.
Yeah. Well, I, and that's like, that's but goofy. You just like, you cut out so much of what makes the book good. The, what makes the book good, in my opinion, and many people will disagree with this, is the relationship between Aragorn and Saphira and like their growth and their learning to kind of work with
is
each
that
other.
The dragon.
The dragon. Yeah. Sorry. Should have said that. No, and there was just, there was some of that in the movie, but like it was just done with the least amount of effort possible. And the CGI was terrible and the acting was terrible. And just every part about that movie was not good. And it stings extra much because that was one of my favorite book series. And if they had done a good movie, I'm just salty. This is honestly, this is my number one because I'm salty. If they had done good, it would have made a phenomenal movie series. Like, but they've done so poorly, I don't think anyone wants to touch it with a $10 million pole.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's my number one. Cool.
Okay. So this one is going to be, I really want to say obscure. It's the movie Rocket Man.
Okay.
The Elton John one.
Elton John one. Okay. Really? I would not have expected that from you. You love those music biopics.
That's the thing.
Yeah?
It wasn't. Mm. They made it into a musical.
Oh. Isn't that Elton John, though? Sorry. I mean, this is your movie. Yeah. I'm not.
Here's the thing. If they would have marketed it as, like, it's a musical, mm-hmm. it would have been okay. I'm expecting, like, Bohemian Rhapsody, but with Elton John. But okay. This is, like, not even, like, storytelling. It's just like there's dance breaks and all this other stuff in between. I was just very let down by it. Like, I'm wanting like the story and like all that stuff.
Okay.
Like, I see that.
It was like a complete 180 from what I actually got. Like, if it would have done what Bohemian Rhapsody did or the Bob Marley movie did or what I'm assuming this Bob Dylan movie is going to be,
mm-hmm.
it'd be fine. But yeah. It wasn't it. And then I think they kind of realized that, like, those biopics, like, oh, we flew a little too close to the sun on this one. And
as someone who doesn't love those biopics, I think they're okay. I think Elton John as a musical on paper works, but I didn't watch it, so I don't know.
It wasn't marketed like that. I'm thinking I'm getting, like...
So you're more upset about the rug pull.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just, like, very let down, like... And here's the thing. I was streaming it. I could have shut it off at any time, but I'm thinking, like, they're not going to do this the whole movie, right? And sure enough...
Ooh.
They did.
What they did. And then at one point, it's like, I have to finish it.
I'm like, yeah. I'm in this deep. I'm just going to finish.
It already was an hour. So, all right.
Yeah, I was just like, you know, big old letdown on that one.
I get it.
Yeah, I understand that.
Jonah?
My number one is 2000 something or others. The Last Airbender for me.
There it is.
I was
waiting for it.
Yeah. Avatar is my favorite show ever. I think it's one of the greatest shows of all time. And when I was a kid, I was like, I think I was actually like 8 years old when the movie came out.
And you were balding, so you probably thought you were Aang.
Yeah.
Yeah, like exactly. You really related to that.
I am
related to that character. It's like,
yeah. I was like, that. He's me. It's me. He's a dorky kid that's bald. So when I saw the movie when I was 8, I was just thinking like, oh, wow, it's like water bending in real life.
Were you raised in England?
Now I was. But yeah, and then I watched it later, and I mean, honestly, is it the worst movie ever made? Probably. but I
Did
think
Borderlands give it a run for its money?
Yeah, no. It like it just really spits in the face of the show, like hardcore. Mm-hmm. They don't even pronounce the Aang's name right.
Aang.
Yeah, Aang. It takes 20-30 minute episodes of TV, shoves it into an hour and a half. Sokka is the most boring character ever written. Katara, everyone's boring. I don't know what I'm talking about. I forgot that Iroh was in the movie. I like had to look back, like, oh, they did cast a guy as Iroh in the movie, but he's like so boring and nothing like Iroh that you don't even remember who he is. And then even when you look at the bending scenes,
they're awful.
They look like they're like dancing drunkenly in the nightclub and then stuff's flying around them.
One of my students, I showed them a clip of a bending scene and they said, oh, that does not hold up well. And I said, no. We didn't like this one today.
When it came out.
Like when this was in theaters, everyone thought it looked bad.
Yeah, it's just such a, there's nothing I like about it. And like there's stuff that's so laughably bad, but it still is infuriating. Like the one everyone talks about is when you have in the show, there's an episode where they're keeping earthbenders on a prison boat away from land so that they can't bend earth and escape. And the ship's made of metal. They don't know how to metal bend yet in the show. And like, oh, that actually makes sense. And then in the movie, they all are on like rocky terrain being held like...
They're like a mountain camp or something.
Like a mountain.
Yeah.
And then, but the writing is like, oh, well, they're scared. And then anyways, Aang gives a big speech like, oh, no, look, the ground's beneath you. You can rise up. And then there's a scene where there's like 10 earthbenders. Like in the show, earthbenders are insane. They're like doing like a little bending dance. They do this whole like gesture
you
dance.
You got that one rock.
A little tiny rock flies across and like hits one dude. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Awful. M. Night Shyamalan.
Now, I wish we would have thought about this ahead. And done a list also, three movies that are so bad that they're good, but you know, that's for another time.
Yeah, we can do that another episode. Week. Yeah. You said Avatar in the car, because and that put it in my head. I almost put it as my number two, but then I thought, Jonah said he's going to do that one, so if I know, I'm going to try to pick a different movie, but that one was up there. You inspired my number one. You also inspired what was almost my number two, Dragon Ball.
Ooh, I forgot that movie.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Talking about animated, because you talked about Avatar, and it got me thinking, when I was thinking about this yesterday, just bad movie, animated shows that did not translate to a movie and because people just didn't care. And Dragon Ball, where you have like modern day Goku in like a public high school. Like,
I heard people hate that movie.
Gotta love it.
Yeah. Is that your number one?
No. Aragorn's my number one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But Dragon Ball almost was.
I thought I was one behind. I thought Aragorn was your two. I got mixed up.
Well, guys, so. I mean, I forgot this was a Borderlands episode there for a minute.
This part was more exciting than the Borderlands.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I think our podcast episode's more exciting. Honestly, if you are thinking about going to watch the Borderlands movie, just share this with a friend and tell them, I promise you, while this is not incredible, it's better than the Borderlands movie.
Yes, you will enjoy yourself more.
Yeah.
It's free.
My last question is, where would you like the Borderlands franchise to go movie-wise? Would you like another one if they promise they're going to do it good? Or do you think they should just never touch it again?
Promises mean nothing. Don't touch it again. Just act like this didn't happen. We can all move on. And Eli Roth go back to make Green Inferno 2 or something. I don't know.
They should make a movie where they have a new character come and kill everyone from this movie.
That would be good.
And then it's over.
I would... accept a sequel. Not a sequel, sorry. I would accept another movie, but it can't be a sequel. It has to be a bunch of characters in the universe that are not like from the games.
Yes.
So just give me a story.
Create new ones that we have nothing to compare it to.
Yes, a story in the Borderlands universe rated R with tons of goofy shenanigans.
Yes.
And then I will watch your movie. But if it's a sequel, I'm out.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree with that.
They have to cast Loon be alive by the time we get that sequel out.
Oh my gosh, that's a sad truth.
That's sad truth, yeah.
All right, well, I think we're going to go see Romulus next. Don't know when, but I think that's our next big one. Or Cuckoo, if we can find a theater showing it.
Find it.
Yeah, if you listen to Trap at the end, we said, oh, we'll let the audience vote. And I was like going to make the poll, and I realized that no theater around here is showing Cuckoo.
No, not within, not even within like an hour.
Oh, speaking of polls, you want me to announce the results of our
online poll? Yes, please. I'm excited.
So I checked it about 20 minutes before we started recording.
Okay.
And I checked my phone. There's been no other updates. So for those that kept up, we put our top 10 Marvel lists on our Facebook page and let you guys vote. In third place, Jonah with three votes.
Sorry, Jonah.
My three votes were I know two of them were my mom and my best friend, so I didn't really get a lot of.
And the other was my wife had a spite.
Oh yeah, and my yeah. Yeah,
and actually, Tyler, me and you tied for first with 6 votes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's the tiebreaker, Jonah. Out of our list,
do you have him pulled up?
I can get him pulled up.
Okay. I'm gonna go and read him.
Yeah.
For our people who maybe don't follow us on Facebook, you should follow us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look.
I can't imagine there's anyone who listens to this and doesn't.
Yeah.
But maybe, know. Maybe yeah. That weird movie unicorn exists.
Nay.
Load. Okay, there we go. So we have my list is I'm going from 1 to 10.
Yeah, and now here's I'm going to say this. Go, start with Jonah's list.
Okay, Jonah's,
and then read yours and mine. And we're not going to say we're going to make an agreement right here. We're not going to say anything to influence him. Deal?
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Want me to read Jonah's list?
Yeah. Start with his since he's not voting on his.
Jonah's was Avengers: Infinity War, Spider-Man: Across the Spider-Verse, Spider-Man: Into the Spider-Verse, Captain America: Civil War, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man: No Way Home, Endgame, Spider-Man: Homecoming, Logan, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
My list was Spider-Man: No Way Home, Avengers: Infinity War, Spider-Man 2, Avengers: Endgame, Spider-Man, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Oh, he looked at me and raised his eyebrows when he said that.
Yeah, because you.
I didn't want to put it because I was worried it was recency bias.
I almost didn't because of that. Captain America: Civil War, Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor: Ragnarok, and The Avengers. Tyler's list was Avengers: Infinity War, Logan, Into the Spider-Verse, Winter Soldier, Guardians of the Galaxy, No Way Home, Endgame, Captain America: Civil War, Thor: Ragnarok, Doctor Strange.
Okay. You want to set that so you can see it?
Yeah, let me get a visual.
And Jonah, you're a tiebreaker.
Yeah, we're not going to say anything.
You also looked at comments on that weren't on the post directly, but like on the shares. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't even think I shared it. I'm a big loser.
The only one that on there was that was like a comment was one that was someone commented the same thing twice.
Got you. Okay.
I'm thinking.
Hold on. I got you take your time.
I'm just going to think out loud.
Okay.
So, I think Spider-Verse, one of my favorites. He has it at 3. It's not on yours. But there's also some other things like I love Spider-Man 2. Cole has Spider-Man 2. You do not. Me personally, I don't. My Doctor Strange for me isn't even anywhere near the top 10. Oh, dude, this is hard. You guys both have a pretty good list.
I'm sweating. I'm so competitive. I'm such a competitive person.
Man. Dude. I'm going to have to go with Tyler.
Yeah!
Because he's got Spider-Verse. He's got Infinity War. I think. Well, yours is at 2.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Mine's at number 1.
I don't know. He's got he got Winter Soldier and Civil War. Those are both two of the best. You got Guardians. You still have No Way Home. I think I love No Way Home. I want to put it at 1. That's just me.
Fair, fair.
And Ragnarok's on there. Yeah. The only thing that almost you got is that you have Spider-Man 2 and you do not. That almost got you it. Yeah. I have to go with Tyler.
Okay. There was a few comments I looked at that I was just a movie off because Winter Soldier, it was tied between Winter Soldier, Doctor Strange, and The Avengers for my number 10 spot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked the wrong one. So if I would have had Winter Soldier on a couple of them, I think I could have squeaked out a few.
You got to pick what's best in your heart, even if it's wrong. Yeah.
I will say that if I ranked them objectively, not my favorites, my list would have been way different.
I would agree with you. Yeah. I went by my most enjoyed. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. All right. Well, guys, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully we're going to go see Alien Romulus this weekend. I have. If today's podcast taught me anything, it's that if we go in with high expectations, then we might be very let down. So I'm trying really hard to temper my expectations for Alien.
It will suck. Well, you need to say that.
Yeah.
Alien I'm just going to
wake up in the morning and be like, it's going to suck. It's going to suck.
Yes.
So we're going to go see Alien. Stay tuned. If you enjoyed this episode, like it. Share it with your friends, please. We appreciate it. And thank you for tuning in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.